Please leave your message.
Hey, you slept so late last night, so I don't expect you to reply to this message right away. But I'm going to say this now. This is probably the worst voicemail you'll ever get in the morning. I already warned you about this when I sent the message, but I know that no matter how much I say not to listen to it first thing in the morning, I know you'd go ahead and listen to it anyway. And no, I won't let you deny that either. You told me that yourself, that you'd always check if I left any messages for you when you wake up. You said it always placed a smile on your face whenever I do that, but I don't think you'd expect this message this time. You're used to all my sappy and cheesy good morning texts, but this time it's something different. Something more serious. Something that we should be talking about sooner rather than later. So hear me out. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and maybe that's a good thing, because I've finally come to realize certain things, but I'm scared. I'm scared that the feelings are getting too real, and I'm scared that we are getting too real, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Real's good. Real means there's potential for something great, but it also means vulnerability. Real means getting hurt eventually in some way or another. And that is what I'm scared of. We haven't been talking for long. Well, maybe, what, a couple months at least? It's actually so weird how comfortable I immediately felt with you. You're so easy to talk to. I didn't feel so pressured continuing conversation with you. It just flowed naturally. And even when we're bombarded with silence, or if the conversation just stops suddenly, it's not awkward at all. Even silence with you is nice. I love how we can just be spending time together and there's no pressure to speak at all. I guess that's also the reason why I confessed so quickly to you, too. And yes, I do admit I went a little bit too fast. A little bit is an understatement, to be honest. I know my confession to you over call came as a shock to you. I don't know if you'll believe me or not either, but I surprised myself, too. I didn't expect myself to suddenly just confess, but being with you on call that day, I guess I didn't want to hide it any longer. The timing of it all shocked you too, didn't it? I didn't mean to scare you off by going so fast, but when you told me that you might also be feeling the same way, I couldn't help but feel happy. I mean, you really didn't give me a straight answer, but when you said that, it gave me hope, even if it's just a little. We agreed that we won't do anything about it, and we agreed that we won't rush it, that we'll let things slowly evolve. I know I said I'd give you time, and I still do mean what I said. We don't even need to talk about it until you're ready or until you're comfortable enough to talk about it again. This should be the least of your worries. I don't want to stress you out or get you all worried about such a stupid thing, but I can't help but think that we're missing out on something great, you know? We could be amazing together. I know we get all flirty all the time, and it sounds so fucking cheesy, but it really did feel like we clicked the first time we talked. It sounds so childish saying that, but you're just genuinely fun to talk to, and whenever I don't get to talk to you, it feels empty. It's as if I've been missing something that should have been there all along. You care a lot for people. You're so selfless that even when you're feeling shitty and you're having a bad day, you'd rather comfort someone else. You'd rather talk to them about whatever it is and make them feel better, rather than address your own feelings. For fuck's sake, that's what you did with me. I'm certain that on the day I opened up about not feeling well, you were having a shitty day too. And yet there you were, ready to comfort and reassure me. You cracked stupid jokes, and you made me laugh because your internet connection kept cutting off. You kept saying that you didn't do much, but you did more than enough. You made me forget why I was even having a bad day in the first place. Being in your presence, just spending time with you, even if it's just a 5-minute call or a 3-hour conversation, I love every single moment of it. You flash that adorable smile and you giggle just slightly and I'm just gone. You have such an effect on me, and I don't even think you know that. I know I always tend to message first, and I can't help but think that I'm bothering you. You always tell me I'm not, and if I ever was, you'd tell me straight away. You're just... I just never met anyone like you. And it sucks because I get so possessive when I don't even have the right to do that. Is it too selfish of me to say that I don't like you being close to someone else? Is it so unreasonable for me to say that whenever I see you getting close to someone, I suddenly get sad? I guess I just don't want to share you with anyone else. I know it sounds so unfair because we're not even together. And I hate feeling like this. I shouldn't be feeling like this. But I get jealous with those people that get to be with you right now. For fuck's sake, I get jealous whenever you even talk to someone. I know I shouldn't be. And it's so stupid to even be jealous over someone who I know won't even make a move on you. It's stupid to even be jealous. But can you blame me? All I wanted from the beginning is you. All I want is you. You're the reason I wake up in the morning. The last thought that comes to my mind when I fall asleep. But what if you're just playing with me? What if everything we've done, every single conversation, whenever we fall asleep on call, what if it's all just an act? What if you're talking to someone else and I'm just another side piece that you talk to when you're bored? God. I'm sorry I'm having such thoughts. I know that you've reassured me enough that there's no one else, but I just can't help it, you know? I can't help but think that you're going to meet someone else who's way more compatible, perhaps to someone even closer to you, and they won't have to deal with the stupid distance and the difficulty of having different time zones. What if they're better than me? What do I do then? I can't stop you. I don't want to stop you. You're not mine to claim. Not mine to protect. Not even mine to call mine. Fuck, I don't know if any of this made sense. It's so stupid, but who the fuck am I to call you mine? There's no us in the first place. I value your happiness way more than mine. And if you're happy being with them, who am I to tell you not to be with them? You deserve only the best. You deserve every single good thing the world has to offer. I couldn't take that away from you. But I can't help but wonder, I can be that for you. I can be the best. I can be the best thing that's ever happened to you. And we could have our own happy ever after. God. I am so sorry if that sounded so conceited or if it looks like I'm so full of myself. I want to give you all the time you need to let you think, but I don't want to lose you either. Those memes that we send each other late at night, and the pictures of people cuddling, and the posts we send each other about relationships, and even if we joke and cringe about it, I want that. I want that with you. I'm willing to make it work. I'm not saying it's not going to hurt, because it will hurt. And I'm not going to promise that I won't make you cry either, because I know I most likely will. You'll spend some nights crying and I won't even know about it. We'll spend sleepless nights wondering why we even bothered to do this. It's not going to be easy. But if we're willing to make it work, then it should turn out all right, right? The distance between us is an absolute pain in the ass, but I'm done playing games. I want a future with you. I want to wake up one day and not hold my feelings back. I want to shout out to the whole world what I feel about you. I don't want to hide. And although what we have right now is amazing as it is, and I love talking to you every single moment of every single day, I want more. I want to be able to take you on dates. And I know that sounds so stupid because we can't even meet each other right now, given the circumstances. But I can't wait until the day I get to meet you properly. I can't wait to make all those stupid, sappy things come to life. I want to see that smile in real life and hear those beautiful giggles for myself. I want to see you get flustered and try to hide away whenever I compliment you. I want to wrap my arms around you even when you try to squirm away. I want to be there when you're feeling down and comfort you when you feel sad, just as you do with me. I want to feel your skin against mine, kiss those beautiful lips again and again. And again. And until then, I guess I would have to settle with seeing you through a screen and hear you through a phone. Our greatest enemies right now would have to be the internet connection and that stupid app we met each other in. So, let's not beat around the bush any longer, shall we? We've been going in circles all this time when we both know we're going to end up in the same place anyway. I'd hate to think of you as someone that could have been, but never pursued because I was too scared to make a move about it. I don't want to think of you and regret the things I should have done. I don't want to leave it all as an almost or a maybe. I want an us. So I guess all I wanted to say all along is that I'm already yours. But please, this time, will you be mine?